Chris Redfern has represented the Port Clinton area twice. He had been reelected in 2012 after leaving the General Assembly in 2008, when term limits forced him out of the seat he'd held since 1999. And in this campaign, Redfern wasn't just running for reelection, he was also running the Ohio Democratic Party as its chairman.
We always knew it was going to be a tough race, but we get up tomorrow and we get back to work.
A few hours later, Redfern announced he was resigning, leaving as party chair in mid-December. But Redfern won't be back at work in the General Assembly in January. He lost his seat by almost 2.5% to Tea Party-backed Republican Steve Krause. Two other Democratic representatives were also ousted by Republicans. In Columbiana County, Nick Barbarak lost to Tim Gintner. And east of Dayton, Roland Winburn fell to Jeff Rezebeck. Two open seats that had been occupied by Democrats went Republican. Nathan Manning, son of Republican State Senator Gail Manning, won in Lorain County. And Jonathan Deaver took the seat held by Connie Pillich, who couldn't run for re-election because she was the Democratic nominee for state treasurer. That makes the balance in the Ohio House 65-34 in favor of the Republicans. That's one vote shy of the supermajority needed to pass legislation that would take effect immediately upon the governor's signature, effectively making it impossible to put before voters in a referendum. Three women with family connections will join the Ohio House at the beginning of the year. Democrat Amelia Sykes of Akron takes her father Vernon Sykes' seat. Michelle Lepore Hagen of Youngstown will replace her husband Bob Hagen. And Sarah LaTourette of Geauga County, the daughter of former U.S. Congressman Steve LaTourette, was elected as well. There were no flips among the 17 seats that were up in the Ohio Senate, where Republicans will continue to outnumber Democrats 2-1. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.